This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church. Being thankful is something that we all like to, for lack of a better word, pride ourselves in. We are thankful to God for sending His Son. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." And we know that John 3:16 is universally recognized as one of the most important and greatest verses in all the Bible. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And this verse is so important because it gives us something to be thankful for, eternal life. It is important because it has the gospel in a nutshell. It is important because it talks about some of the most profound things we can ever be thankful for, which are recorded as truths in the Word of God. We can be thankful for God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's weird, but some people get confused, but God is three persons, but He is one God. So Jesus is God, the Father is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. So we are grateful for God, Father, Spirit, Son. We are grateful that He so loved the world, the entire world. That means you and me and everyone that you know. This is the greatest truth for which we can be thankful. We can be thankful that He gave. Wow. When we think about creation and all the many beautiful things that we have here on earth, food, water, clothing, everything that we have, friendships and love, the fact that God gave His Son, this is the greatest act for which we can be thankful. And this is His only begotten Son, meaning that Jesus Christ assumed flesh, being fully God, He became man. And He assumed flesh, and He went through life just like you and I. That Jesus came, and God the Father gave Him to us, His only begotten Son. This is the greatest gift for which we can be thankful. Whosoever, that means anybody, any person at any time in history, this is the greatest number that we can be thankful for, because it is infinite, meaning everyone you know, meaning everyone in your family, everyone at your workplace, everyone that you've ever seen or heard can be grateful and thankful that God gave Jesus, and that whosoever, any of them, any of us, what? Believe in Him. Place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Believing is more than just knowing something in this case. It is absolutely trusting the fact that Jesus lived a spotless, sinless life, that He went to the cross, and that He died on the cross, shedding His blood, to pay the payment for our sin, for your sin and mine. And the fact it doesn't end there, in that He was buried in a tomb, and that He rose again on the third day. It says, if you put your faith and trust, believing in Him, this is the greatest invitation. It's better than the best invitation that you ever got to the prom. It's better than the best invitation that you ever gave somebody for a birthday party. It's an invitation to life and eternal life in Jesus Christ. Whoever believes, trusts in Him, they will not perish. Wow, this is the greatest promise we can ever receive. Because once we close our eyes here and take our last breath, we will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. The Bible is clear. He who has the Son, meaning he who has Jesus Christ by trust and faith, he who has the Son has life. And it's not just life biologically, it's more than that. It's eternal life. He who has not the Son of God has not life, so they do not have eternal life. So they should not perish. This is something we can be thankful for. It is the greatest promise. But have, with certainty. So we can be grateful that God has expressed this certainty to us for our lives here on earth, that we will be with Him forever if we acknowledge, accept, believe, and trust in Jesus Christ and what He did for us. And the final thing is have everlasting life. The greatest thing we can ever hope for. Because guess what? Tomorrow is promised to none of us. And all these things give us something to be thankful for. Not just in the time of Thanksgiving when we gather with friends and family, but every day of our lives. So the importance here is thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Blessings to you this Thanksgiving. May that gift be given to you, and may you accept it. Thank you. This has been Pastor Thomas Perchetti. from Tyre Reformed Church.